stuck you in looking for clues, but that just made you more confused. You just need to see. All right, I'm just gonna say it. The new Victoria's Secret fashion show isn't giving what it used to. I miss the sparkles. I miss the gigantic wings. I miss that wow moment. And I get it. Times have changed. That inclusivity is important. But somewhere in the middle of all that, we lost the fantasy. We lost the confidence and the art that made it so freaking iconic that you would be watching and you're like, I just want to be this angel. I want to be on the runway. I dream to be like one of these women one day. They are gorgeous. They are stunning. Like, please, Lord, like, give me something. But it has changed. And Victoria's Secret has had a fall in my eyes, in my brain, in my thoughts. So y'all are going to dive into what I'm thinking, my thoughts, my opinions, and you're going to hear everything. But if you are new, welcome back to Truth or Trouble. Actually, not welcome back. Welcome to Truth or Trouble with your host, Macy Ann. I am so happy you are here. I feel like I owe y'all a 24-hour apology because this should be, I think, the fourth or the fifth episode. It's episode two. Welcome. It's been crazy. It's been very hectic, but I'm back on the grind. I started this podcast with my friend Lily, and she's in college. She's going to continue out her college career, so she will be stepping away from the podcast. But Lily, we wish you the best of luck. Personally, Lily, thank you so much for helping me start this journey. I wish you were continuing it with me, but I know you're going to do great things in the future. So love you. We wish you the best of luck. But Victoria's Secret, the fall. The end. I'm joking. I don't think it's ending, but what is going on? Like, what is going on? I remember when I thought of Victoria's Secret, or when I just think of supermodels in general, I just think of body tea, Pilates every day, like crazy diet, not eating, like skinny, lengthy, tall, not even lengthy, just skinny, but they still look very athletic women. That are just so stunning. I think of Kendall Jenner. I think of Adriana Lima. I think of just unbelievable stunning women. I think of the angels. But when I watched it for the first time, I felt like I could walk the runway. Like, and I know, like, back then, if I would have said that, people would have been like, but y'all, people thought it was relatable. Listen, people watched the Victoria's Secret fashion show and called it relatable. Victoria's Secret, that should be like your cue to like cut people. That should be your cue to switch it. Switch it. Relatable. Since when has Victoria's Secret fashion show or Victoria's Secret in general ever been relatable? No. The whole like point of the brand was how it is so unrealistic to look like that. So unrealistic. Like even if you do solid core, hot works, Pilates, whatever, every single day, you still are not going to get that T body that all these women have. Women, by the way, Victoria's Secret, not XY chromosomes, XX chromosomes, but anyways, we're not going to get that body. Like that was like the biggest thing. And now people are calling it relatable is actually blows my mind. And Victoria's Secret, that should be like your cue to like change your whole agenda show for next year because, or just your whole rebrand, just rebrand. Anyways, back then it was the wings were huge, huge. The wings like, they described a story. I don't even know how to like explain it. Y'all need to see the videos and like compare it to now. The hair was big. It was like the big blowouts, the big curls, the women, stunning. Again, the women, stunning, gorgeous. The wings like were almost art. It was an experience. It showed how they made the wings. Like it would show like background like footage while like the women were like getting changed for like the next like runway time. It was showing the people in the audience. Like they were, it was showing the audience dancing to the songs. It had some good artists. I love the artists, actually. That wasn't an issue with me. Could be with other people. But It was showing people dancing, having fun. It was all about an experience. This felt like a pre-recording. I felt like they recorded it yesterday, told everyone to act like it was happening the next day, and we're just watching a pre-recording. And like, what happened with, like, you know, like you're going down the runway. Also, if y'all are on Spotify, go on YouTube, because I would love for y'all to see what I'm doing right now. But they're like walking down the runway. They're here, and they like did a serious face. I mean, what happened to the cute, like, you know, like, I miss it. What is going on? What's going on is, what is going on? What is going on? Is America is being too sensitive. The world is too sensitive now. Don't get me wrong. I think I love inclusivity. I can't even say the word, but I do love it. And I think we don't need more of it, because I think we honestly have too much, but it's a great thing. But when it comes to Victoria's Secret is my issue, because Victoria's Secret is that one brand that should have stayed. It was that one brand before 2010 when they changed the whole like rebranding. Whoops. Sorry, y'all. If you're watching this, my ring light just fell off. But the whole like point of Victoria's Secret was how unrealistic. It was like a fantasy. It was like telling your kid that dragons were walking down the runway, because of course if dragons aren't real, that's the same thing. I mean, they're angels. Angels walking down the runway. They're so unbelievably gorgeous, unbelievable bodies. Like the whole thing's just so unbelievable that now it's so relatable. I mean, Victoria's Secret should have been the one brand that like really just doesn't rebrand, because it's so known for having like such a fantasy, such a performance, such a experience in general. And that just went downhill. Like, what is going on? Okay, let me go back. Sorry, I have ADHD and ADD, so I forget. I lose track of time and just what I'm thinking. But going back. America's too sensitive. Like, y'all. And this can go back to movies. This can go back to, like, the whole DEI. Like, we can dive deep, 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 deep down. But we don't always need to check everyone's boxes off. Victoria's Secret, the fashion show, were women that were tall, skinny, gorgeous Pilates bods. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you're watching this, you can see like my body, you can see my arm. I'm not fat. I'm not crazy skinny. I'm a volleyball bod. I have big thighs. I know I would never be on the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway, nor would I probably be a model in general for Victoria's Secret. But I'm not fat. I'm not a bad weight. And those women on there who weren't like naturally angels, they're not a bad weight either. But it's reversing the whole agenda of what Victoria's Secret was supposed to be. I mean, you make a whole brand talking about women who are so unbelievably gorgeous and a whole fantasy and a big experience. And that's like your whole brand. It's that these are gorgeous angels that everyone wishes to be. And then you perform a show with women that like the average woman is. I mean, I feel like it cuts off with like, I feel like it distracts your whole brand of what your whole brand was supposed to be. And that's my issue. That is my issue. And I was so mad because I'm like, why am I relating to this? I want to see women that I can never be. I want to be jealous of them. I want to look at them and be like, wow, I could never be them. I don't want to look at it and be like, oh, I'm fine. I can walk the runway. Anyone can walk the runway, honestly. Unless if you're gorgeous, it doesn't matter your weight anymore. You can walk that runway, is what Victoria's Secret was basically sending out. Moving on with America being too harsh or whatnot, or America being too sensitive. Who cares if Victoria's Secret only has skinny women. Pilates women. I'm going to call them Pilates women because I like that better. Who cares if they only have the gorgeous Pilates women? That is their brand. You can make another brand that doesn't have only gorgeous Pilates women. But for a brand, for their whole like brand to be about gorgeous Pilates women's and then shift that, don't even get me started with the models. As a not as a Victoria's Secret model, like as if I am one, but if I was a Victoria's Secret model and there's just this influencer or TikTok or just like movie star who didn't even have to work that hard. I mean, they, of course they work hard with like what they're famous for, but they just come on the runway and walk it and then leave like it was nothing. I would be furious. Is that even a word? Furious? Is it furious or fear? I don't even know. I would be so mad. Because I would be like, my whole job is to make sure my body is gorgeous. My whole job is to make sure that what I eat keeps my body looking like a hot Pilates mom or woman, whatever. My whole job is to make sure that I just look like an angel. And a TikToker who just does some dances and is famous just gets to walk that runway that I train so hard for. I would be so freaking mad about it. And I'm even mad. Like, as like that is their job. I'm not a model, but I've watched so many like videos and reality TV shows and just seeing what they go through. I mean, the things they can't eat, the workouts they have to do constantly. I mean, they have someone watching their every move to make sure that they don't eat this one thing or it can make them bloat, or that they don't do this one exercise or they could gain more muscle and then it would look bad in the photos or on the runway. Like, they train so hard, and then just to have, trust me, they're beautiful women, but just to have them walk down the runway, not even like they're like dream, like they're like, oh, like I wanted to walk down the runway, but they didn't have to work for it is my thing. They worked for something else and they did great with it, but then like they just get to walk down the runway while there's these other angels that have beautiful, gorgeous Pilates bods, train their butt off. And then they just watch someone walk the runway for the first time, doing nothing, like working for it. That is what makes me so freaking mad. I'm just like, where was the whole beauty in it? The whole experience. I mean, I loved when you could like see the audience dancing. I mean, when I was watching it and Missy Elliott was performing and there was like a group of people dancing and they were like having a great time. Like, camera, show that. Show that part of them dancing, like having fun. Show when you were making the wings. I mean, they used to show like the creators making the wings or even the like models, like trying them out and like talking about, like, show that part. Like, it felt like a pre-recorded video. Was it even live? I mean, I think it was live, but was it? It didn't feel live to me. It felt dead to me. Anyways, it was better. Thankfully, we're gone with the slickbacks, but I do miss the big hair blowouts. Oh, gorgeous. But that is my opinion. Ugh, moving on. The interviewer, specifically La Roach. We're gonna have a moment of silence for that. It's not, my thing is, it's, if this was a different, if this was the Emmys, that's that, yeah, Emmys or I'm like forgetting all my rewards. Let's say it's the Grammys. I would be fine with him interviewing people. I don't care about that. But it's Victoria's Secret. It's like Victoria's Secret is just a whole different ballpark. And we're just, he's just interviewing people. He was interviewing, oh my gosh, I want to say Indiana Moore. I want to say that's her name. Indiana, whatever, something was her name. And he was like, oh, we're from the same place. Let's just say he said that. I think that's what he said. He was like, we're from the same place. And she's like, oh, the Bronx? He was like, no, the world, baby. I don't know. I feel like he's giving like a Debbie Ryan moment. I want to make history. was just, he's not a good interviewer, and people know that. People knew that before. Even when he gets interviewed, he's not good at speaking. So why is that Victoria's Secret model backstage with all these women interviewing them? I mean, I can't, of course I can't speak for these supermodels, but like, it's kind of uncomfortable. Like, get someone who's like really girly girl and fun interviewing these angels. Like, get someone who's fun. Don't get a guy backstage with all these women who's not even asking them really good, like, not even good questions. Get Rebecca, get the Love Shack fancy woman in there talking to them. She was there. She was front row looking gorgeous as ever. Get her backstage with those women talking about these beautiful wings. The wings, though. What happened to the wings? Some of the wings I couldn't even find. Some of them like were behind the women's bodies. What happened to the big, gigantic wings that like almost made the model fall over? What happened to that? And the art and the, like, the wings used to tell like such a good story, and some of these wings were just black. Unless that black was a story, I didn't really feel that inspired by it. But what happened to the big wings? And what happened? What happened to the women walking the runway? Victoria's Secret fashion show. I got some beef with y'all. Go back to the original. Go back to the OG. We will accept it. You will not. Actually, you probably will get canceled, but it won't be for long. You won't be canceled for long if you bring back the women. XX chromosome, the women back onto the runway. Bring back the skinny Pilates T body supermodels back on the runway. Bring out the big hair, the blowouts. Bring out like y'all talking about the wings and like the background under it and the background with all the beauty. Bring back moving your camera and showing the audience having a great and jolly time. Bring that back. The world doesn't need to choose between being real and being magical. We can have both. Oh, and maybe it's time we bring the angels and the sparks just back to life. We miss it. I'm telling you, we miss it. It's not just my brain saying I miss. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do miss it, but we need to bring it back. But to wrap this up, thank y'all for listening into my brain and hearing my thoughts and opinions and me ranting about the Victoria's Secret fashion show fall. But anyone, if anyone's listening to this and is on like their team, campaign, whatnot, send this to them, because I would love for them to hear my thoughts and opinions, because I miss the old magic. I miss the 2000s Victoria's Secret fashion show. And I think a lot of people do miss it. And I think a lot of people are kind of, they're not saying they miss it, because they are shifting into the whole inclusivity, however you say it. But I think if y'all do change it back, people are just gonna be like, oh, that's Victoria's Secret. That's their whole brand is to have the beautiful Pilates people. So let's bring it back. Anyways, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember to follow me in the podcast on all the socials. We're on TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, and I'm on Snapchat if y'all want to follow me there. But I want to hear y'all's thoughts and opinions. So like, comment. My DMs are open on everything, and I will read them. I may not respond to all of them, but I will read them. Actually, I will respond to my DMs. But comment, whatever. Share this to anyone who had thoughts on the Victoria's Secret fashion show and ask their opinion on it, because I would love to hear it. But I also would love to hear y'all's opinion on this whole fiesta. But I'm so happy y'all are here. Hope y'all have an amazing day, night, morning, whatever time is for y'all. And yeah, bye guys. Just like the wind, just let it pass through. Just put it past you. You do what you do.